This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Charlotte Ross, who is a student athlete at Salem Academy Charter School in Salem. Charlotte, thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we always like to check in with the student athletes. We talk to a number of them from time to time. And Charlotte, you've done cross-country track at Salem Academy Charter. And I guess let's just begin right there and give our listeners a brief overview of your events and how what you've been doing track-wise, cross-country-wise at the school.
So cross-country was this past fall. It was definitely an exciting season. Our race is typically 3.1 miles, and we do it on a collection of courses around. I think our most notable, we always run at Breakheart Reservation, which is always a really exciting course. As for track, it's a little different. I'm still on the distance side, specifically because of my work in cross-country, but my events typically tend to vary across the mile, the 800-meter, and then I sometimes participate in the 4x400 relay, and then I just recently started doing long jump this past spring as well.
Now, at the Breakheart, I imagine you run counterclockwise. Does that make sense to you? And you're coming back down that home stretch, you got those hills to go up, right? Or do you go the other way?
Yeah, we run counterclockwise. There's no hill on this track, unfortunately, but we run up at Bertram Field. It's right near Salem High. The public high school actually uses it, but they let us use it once a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was referring to the Breakheart Reservation Trail. Maybe that's a different
trail. No, that one's definitely hilly.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, you know, and I don't want you to be boastful or anything like that, but do share some of your accomplishments that you've had, you know, in cross country or the other events.
Yeah, so this past fall for cross country as well as last year, I finished first in the MCSAO championship, which was really exciting. And my team actually won this past fall. It was our first title since 2018, so that was definitely really fun to see. As for track, I placed second in the mile last year in the MCSAO championship. I got a medal, and yeah, I'm hoping to get one this year as well.
Definitely. Well, you know, running distances and so on, that's something that you can take with you when you get out of school as well. It's just one of those things that you can just keep going for a long time if you'd like to, yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand you are going to Quinnipiac. Of course, they've just captured the NCAA hockey title in Division III. You've probably been following that very closely. But Quinnipiac's a great school. And although it looks like you're going to be doing some trying some club sports there, possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely interested in trying to find a club running team of some sort. I know that they have a state park right near their school, and they do a lot of outdoor activities, so that definitely be something fun that I would be willing to try.
And at Quinnipiac, I understand that you might be pursuing a major in journalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of journalism are you interested in? And maybe give me a few names of some of the journalists that you follow.
So I'm actually not sure at the moment, but my journalism teacher at the moment, her name is Miss Peterson. She is our leader on the yearbook, and she's been teaching us all different types of journalistic style writing. So I definitely want to go into the writing side of journalism rather than the reporting or behind the camera side. But to find out, she worked for a magazine company, which I think would be really interesting, just producing editorial. So I definitely have some more looking into to do, but she's definitely been a role model in that field.
Well, you got plenty of time to figure that piece out for sure. So tell me about other activities that you're involved with at Salem Academy, with clubs. You just mentioned the yearbook, but maybe tell me more about the clubs and yearbook that you participate in.
Yeah, so I am in the National Honor Society, which is a big program here. We come in once a week before school to help tutor some of the middle school students. That's a great way to get involved. And same goes for the yearbook. We have a lot of younger students this year, and the seniors kind of take on a role and a leadership role. We kind of oversee all different departments of the yearbook this year, including like taking photos, captioning photos, writing stories, things like that. So we definitely have big roles to fill this year, but it's been a fun challenge.
No, and that's great hands-on experience for sure for what you're looking at for sure. Yeah, and I also understand that at the school you seniors do a service project. So tell me about that piece. What you've been involved with that this year?
Yeah, so senior service projects are a huge part of Salem Academy. Every senior has their own project that they work at over the course of the whole year. You have to accumulate 40 hours. So I just recently finished mine up. I gave my final presentation on Friday, but my presentation was on increasing access to literature in the community. And I worked with GreenSalem.com, the recycle committee here, on public book swaps. I made sure that the little free libraries were full and running throughout this year, and I organized a book fair and a book swap at my own school as well.
When you say the little, I might have missed the phrase, the little libraries, that those are you're referring to the boxes that you see around different communities with books in them? Or?
Yeah, they're free books for the community. We have one organization here, the Salem Athenaeum, that works to take donations and keep those full. But I was actually able to take donations from my own family and friends and go and fill the books. So that was fun to do.
No, great. Well, I really have just one more question for you. I always like to check in when we talk to athletes, you know, doing these kind of phone interviews sort of things, is to get an idea of somebody at the school that's been kind of influential, an inspirational kind of person, somebody that stepped up and done something for students. And tell me about, you've selected Mr. Betts for that, Drew Betts.
Yeah, absolutely. He's our athletic director here, and he's just a great role model in all things sports and even non-sports related. But he stepped up as our cross-country coach this past fall, which was not an easy task considering all that he does during the school day. But we were without a coach. He stepped up to fill that role, and he did a really great job. We got our first championship since 2018. So that was really definitely great to have him with us.
Now, does he run with you, he probably does that, right?
Yeah, he did a couple relays with us. We went up through the parking garage, which was one of his favorites.
Sounds good. Well, I guess, Charlotte, one last thing from me is, so tell me about this summer, and then, you know, of course, then it's on to Quinnipiac. So what do you have plans for this summer at all, and what might they be?
I'm just planning to take it easy this summer, you know. I will run here and there for sure. I definitely like to get out and run and be active in the summer, going to the beach, seeing some friends, getting my stuff ready to go to college. My classes start the 29th of August. So definitely just taking it easy and getting ready before then. But
well, travel the world. Go to Europe. Go everywhere. And I'm just
hopefully
kidding. But anyways, Charlotte, always it's great talking with you. And thanks for taking some time to do this. And great meeting you. And again, it just so worked out. I had arranged this through Mr. Betts, Drew Betts, your AD over there. But he did not participate in you selecting him at all for this shout out to him. But that's very nice of you. So, Charlotte, thanks so much for your time. Yeah. There she is, Charlotte Ross, with us from Salem Academy Charter School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.